The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
I assumed an Australian wouldn't give a 4x for anything else.
Talking of adverts, mate, this is my idea. Yeah. Kids are hooked on graffiti, right? Yeah. So they give their community centre a creative lick. They could use their own design, some kind of theme.
And do you think the likes of Tez would be interested in that?
Sure. He's a good kid in actual fact.
I was ashamed of myself last week. That door flew off its hinges, and there he was with his headphones on. Frightened the life out of the poor devil.
He'll be okay if we keep him occupied, Nev.
We'll have to get permission, though.
Says who? It's their building, isn't it? Come on, mate. What's all the officialdom? You're still in teacher's garb. Let your hair down.
Still in teacher's garb till 2 o'clock.
All right. Up before the school magistrates,
eh? It's tantamount to that. I've had my fill of courts, thanks very much. At least Cheryl won't be there to proclaim her views from the gallery. Mind you, the way I feel, I'm not sure I can suppress my anger at this system.
Don't tell me there'll be fireworks.
Sparks could fly, if that's what you mean. Well, the head's a doddery old so-and-so, with a stutter to boot. Well, Neville, thanks for coming in, otherwise can't pretend it's for pleasantries.
Sounds like this meeting's going to go on all afternoon.
Oh, not if I can help it.
This place is called Jolly Potter's, isn't it? Cheer up! Well, they'll rename it the Glum Palace. I tell you what, I'll better go back, speak to Bowen, make a few business calls, then I'll meet you later at the centre, OK? Take it easy, mate.
Dutch courage. Cheers.
Fine morning for January, Reedy.
Do us good, fresh air, Duck. Hello, Gwen. You see that? Jerry Williams' missus didn't even look. It wasn't me that was had up for drugs. Or wasn't it her husband took your job?
Ah, take no notice. I can please her send.
Oh, it's upsetting though, Ray.
They'll come round next Christmas when they're hard up and want something from your catalogue.
Oh, that may be. But let's see what kind of reception I get at Jammy's. Are you coming in or are you happy parked outside?
Oh, I'll savour the air. Hey, look at those window boxes. Daffs are pushing themselves up already.
Shan't be a minute then.
Morning, Rini.
Hello, Bryn. Has Quaff night shift?
Ah, that's right. Satisfied I've kept the nation's fires aglow a while longer. Now I'm providing a breakfast for myself. Don't reckon you'd care to join me again? Saw point, I suppose.
Oh, I think so. Don't you, Doc? Where's old Ron?
Oh, he's just popped out back to answer the phone.
Whiskey, eh? I didn't know you indulged in the odd tipple. You a chapel-goer?
For medicinal purposes only, Rini. You know me. Talking of which, I don't reckon you've given some thought to my invitation for a drink. No strings, of course, like.
Oh, of course, like.
I'll hold on a tick, shall I? Walk you back.
If you don't mind pushing me husband.
Oh.
Look, this is daft. We can't talk here. Something tells me your club order's arrived. I'll fetch it, if you want.
Oh, I want. I don't like drinking on my own. I'd rather share it with someone.
Hurry up, Reenie. I'm rolling down the bunk.
Morning, boyo. Saved you. Return the compliments, eh?
All right, Bryn. I thought she were quick.
You can't bear to be imparted from her.
Can you? Oh, come on, Bryn. How long have we been mates? 10 years?
11's dear to the mark, boy.
11 years. I've turned a blind eye to it on the strength of that time.
A blind eye to what, exactly?
Oh, come on, I'm no pillock, man. I didn't lose my senses when I lost my legs.
Now, look, if you mean...
But you know very well what I mean. Your Connor Splitters. She's stuck by me, hasn't she? I'm back on my feet, virtually, and she's not going to up and go with a bloke your age.
Now, fair dues, Ray. I'm no spring chicken, I'll grant you that. But I reckon I'm a fair proposition to any woman.
Any except my Reenie.
Yeah, I'm more than sprightly for my age. I have that on good authority.
Ah, healthy oatcake.
Healthy oatcake and more besides. I don't mind telling you, boyo, you've ruffled a few of these feathers coming up with that accusation.
Look, if you think cooking a rasher of bacon will woo my lady, you've got another thing coming.
All right. I don't deny there's a special place in my heart for that woman in there. If I'm half a man, I can't.
Oh, fancy words won't help either. I'm no fool. I've turned a blind eye to it too long.
That's as may be, Boyle. But I wouldn't turn a deaf ear to this if I were you. That compensation form still sits on my sideboard.
Ah, because I've torn a strip off here, you'll get putting fancy words on the form. Oh, that makes you half a man, does it? You do as you please, pal, but you heard. If I had half the strength in these pins, I'd run you down this
bank. Oh, would you now?
Look, what's got into you two? Me and old Ron could hear every word in there. Don't you think my name's mud enough round Brindley Bank? Right, you pair. Coats off, sit down, Bryn, I'm putting the kettle on. And if there's any more stupidity, either of you, I'll be back in here with me rolling pin before you know it. All right? I said, all right.
Aye, all right, lady.
All right.
Good.
I would just say me piece, that's all.
And I was saying mine.
I said, that's enough. Listen to you, like a pair of school kids from Lowmore Comprehensive.
It were his fault, miss. He pinched me conker.
I didn't, it was mine.
I saw it first.
No, I didn't saw.
Right. Now you're laughing, you can call a truce while you're about it. Shake.
Ray.
Bryn.
Driving me round a twist, falling out in the street. You know what old Ron's like for wagging his chin. It'll be all round Brindley Bank be tea time. Right, consider the kettle on.
So, virtually back on your feet, you say?
Piece of cake.
So I believe.
I'll be up and down that wicket like a yo-yo. I've got me a new bat with IT Botham's autograph on.
Botham? Oh, there's a slogger. Hey, we can have a game, you and me, sometime in the garden, perhaps.
Bagsy first innings, because it's my bat.
All right, you are. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this brew. Throat feels like a miner's armpit.
Good shift.
Aye. Hey, some bad news, you know, I'm afraid. Jerry Williams. Been taken into hospital.
Hey, Anna.
Yesterday. Heart. What they call a flutter. I was only talking to him the night before. Just no age, boyo. 42. And here's me and you arguing about... Well...
No wonder his lady were hard-pressed to pass the time of day. It won her hour, never at all. She were all wrapped up in a sen. I must tell Reenie.
Aye. Meanwhile, life goes on for you, mate.
Aye. Hey, do you want to see me walk?
I wouldn't mind if I did.
Come here, then. Get us a lift.
Right.
We'll surprise Reenie when she comes in.
Are you two getting on?
I like house on fire, Duck. Hey, but listen, Bryn.
What's that, boyo?
I saw her first.
You're in Hanley blood? Oh, going away present for Bryn. All right. I've arranged the flight next week. Of course I'm looking forward to it. All this snow is too much for me. Think, blood. Beach cafe, 80 in the shade. Coral sea as deep and blue as Wendy Colclough's eyes. Joke, Blod. Blod? Gosh, yeah.
Hi, Stewie.
Dawn, hi. How did you know where I lived? But wait, you just can't walk in here.
I followed you.
You followed me? What for?
I'm fed up with Tez. Me and him are finished, kaput. He stinks of fags. You smell of old spice. Do you like my new eyeshadow, Stewie?
Yeah, it's great. Knockout. I mean, I like the colour.
Shall we sit down?
What? Where?
On the settee.
No, really, I'm fine standing.
But you said you'd tell me a crocodile story.
I will, I promise, but not here. Tez, how's it going, mate?
What's going on?
Nothing at all. I was just telling Dawn a story about a croc. Wait a minute. How did you get in here?
She left the back door open.
You followed me. I told you leave me alone. I don't want you. I want Stewie.
Does she?
It's infatuation. With the image. That's all.
Just because you got rippling biceps.
Absolutely. That's what I say. What's a bicep between mates?
Hello. Oh, what's this? A youth club?
It's getting that way, Bryn.
Terry Farmer, isn't it? Well, listen, boyo. I don't want you in my house. Is that understood?
Yeah, we're just off, Bryn. Sorry. Come on, kids. Let's go and kick the footy.
You do that. And listen, young man. I mean it. Go back to Lawmore, where you belong. You're a troublemaker. We don't want you around here.
Oh, yeah. And what are you going to do about it, old man?
Unless of the lip, boyo. There's a bloke next door with a score to settle with you.
Okay, Bryn. We're going. Come on, Tez. Shut it.
Loosen up. Get up about nothing. Relax, boyo.
got a chest as tight as a drum. A good breakfast, a nap, and a drink.
Cheryl? Nev? The news is I resigned before we got to the meaty bit. Yeah, they were going to give me the option anyway. Mm-hmm. I should have come clean at the start. No, the head was good about it. Yeah, I'm glad it's all over. I'm concentrating on what I really want to do. If you don't mind, Cheryl, I won't come straight home. I promised to meet Stewie on the estate. Yeah. Well, thanks, love. We'll talk later. Little Nev, okay? Yeah, good. Bye.
From the crocodile. When he lunged at her, out of the water heaved the great reptile, his teeth flashing as he slashed at her leg.
Stewie, you scrub! It's Tez!
Hey, stop! Oi.
Tez is getting his head kicked in.
Oi, come on down there.
Oh, I'll sort it out, Stewie.
All right, Ed. All right, break it up! Break it up!
They ruined the story. I want to know if he gets the bracelet.
All right, come on. Oh, God, he kicked me!
All right, Tez, fight's over, mate. Break it up, you kids. The game's over.
Oh, he kicked me in the teeth.
Now, what did I say, Tez? There's always someone bigger than you.
Oh, out of his bonce, yes. He's from Tramp Vale.
He was too quick for you.
Oh, shut it.
She's right, Tez. You're breathless.
Yeah, out of condition. It's all the smokes.
Oh, get lost.
He's right, too. They slow you down. Give up the smokes, and you could be the next Mike Tyson.
Oh, could I?
But I'd sooner you kick the habit than you kick your mates.
Right, a fiver says I can.
$5. Sorry, pounds. Okay, there it is.
You're on.
Hear that, kids? You all witnessed it? And while we're about it, I'll tell you mine and Nev's idea. How about we paint the centre? Why not? We get the paint, all different colours, and you guys slap it on.
They look on one condition. The theme is anti-drinking, anti-smoking. Now, you've all seen sophisticated posters, like one on that wall. Now, what you've got to do is to come up with a reaction to them.
That's the theme, guys. Kick the habit, not your mates. Take it or leave it.
Take it.
Well, what are we waiting for? I've got the dough, let's go get the paint.
Well, Stewie, does Rita get the bracelet?
Yeah, Dawn, she gets the bracelet. She drives the hay fork into the old croc's eyes and finds the jewel shining in the water.
I knew she would, I knew it.
You're a bright kid. So how'd it go, Nev?
How'd it go? After witnessing what you did with these kids? Perfectly.
Three cheers for Crocodile Stewie. Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hey, three cheers for Eco Club. Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Thanks, lads. Thanks very much. Thanks, Will.
There's Needy on your feet, Coakluff. Hey, have a bevy, courtesy of Jolly Potters. You park him up, Rini, I'll fetch him over.
Well, you're certainly popular here, Ray.
I told you. Respectable family, the Coakluffs.
And I told you, you'd enjoy coming to the pub.
Hey, I've been thinking, Duck. Now I'm nearly mobile. What say we get mobile? We were thinking of flitting, weren't we, before the accident? Well, perhaps we ought to review the situation. Go in for a new house.
A new one? Move from number 9, do you believe?
We could sell up, perhaps to our Cheryl.
A move? Well, I can't say I'd be sorry to uproot myself, especially after last year's disasters. A new house. Oh, Ray, that's still a dream, isn't it, love?
Bloodburn! You back? Bryn? Anybody home?
Bryn? Asleep. Whiskey, eh? Wait, Bryn. There's smoke. Blimey, Bryn, wake up. Fire, Bryn, fire!
Today's episode was written by Mark Bickerton. The Coalcloths was devised by Tony Perrin and produced independently by Mike Hopwood.
Coalcloughs return with another episode tomorrow.